Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, have you heard about the auspicious days and inauspicious days in Islam? Well, among many people, it is a usual practice to consider some days to be blessed, while some others to be inauspicious or sinister. Although great differences prevail among men in singling them out. Everybody has their own understanding of which the blessed days are and which the sinister days are. Now, today what we're going to discuss in this program is that to what extent is this general belief accepted in Islam? Or does it have any roots and origins in Islam or not? Okay. Of course, intellectually, it is not impossible that parts of time differ from each other. Some possessing the characteristics of auspiciousness, while others possessing contrary characteristics. However, we have no means to either establish or refute the issue. The issue of whether there are auspicious days and sinister days or not. Okay, auspicious and inauspicious days in Islam. All we can say at this stage is that such a thing is possible despite not having been proved by the means of rational proofs. Accordingly, if we come to possess religious proofs that reach us by the way of revelation and which serve to illuminate wider horizons for us in connection with this issue, not only is there no harm in accepting them, but on the contrary, its acceptance becomes essential. There are only two instances in the Holy Quran which allude to inauspicious days. The verse 19 of Surah Al-Qamar and verse 16 of Surah Al-Fussilat, and which narrate the story of people of Ad. The verse says, "So we sent on them a furious wind in unlucky days." Notice that, unlucky days. On the other hand, the expression Mubarak, blessed too, is observed in some of the verses of the Quran, as is mentioned in connection with the night of Qadr. The verse goes like, "Surely we revealed it on a blessed night." The Quran does not possess anything more than a vague allusion to this issue. However, as far as Islamic traditions are concerned, a number of them mention auspicious and inauspicious days. So we're going to go for a short break, and once we return from the break, we're going to look into the traditions of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt in this regard and see if there is any reality to the concept of the auspicious and inauspicious days in Islam or not. We brought to you two verses of Quran in which one, it says unlucky days, which alludes to the fact that some days Allah has created unlucky. And then we also recited to you another verse where it says, Laylatul Mubarak. Laylatul Mubarak, that is a blessed night. This means there is the existence of unblessed nights, if you would. Right? So we're going to look into some of the narrations of Ahlul Bayt other than these two verses of Quran to see if there is any indication of this concept in Islam or not. Stay with us.
Best Days and Nights in Islam, in the words of Dr. Yasser Qadhi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made the days of the year equal, nor has He made all of the timings the same. Rather, Allah has preferred certain timings over others, and He has blessed certain periods over other periods. And in this is a great blessing from Allah. Because if all of the time had been the same, if all of the days had been the same, if all of the periods had been the same, then we would not be enthused at certain times of the year over others. Rather, we would have the same amount of energy throughout the entire year. So the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen certain days over others is a time for us to be extra good on those days. And of course, of the days that Allah has chosen is Friday. Friday is the most blessed day of the week. And of the months that Allah has chosen is Ramadan. Ramadan is the most blessed month of the year. But do you know that there are some days that are even more blessed than Friday, and in fact, even more blessed than Ramadan? Yes, indeed. There are days that are more blessed than the days of Ramadan. Do you know what those days are? Those days are the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And this is a time period, my dear brothers and sisters, that many people of the Muslim Ummah are unaware of the superiority of these 10 days. Our Prophet Muhammad said that there are no days of the year that are more beloved to Allah, that a person does good in those days, than the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. A man said, O Messenger of Allah, even jihad, Allah does not like jihad even more than He likes these doing good deeds in these 10 days. And the Prophet said, even jihad, except if a man leaves with all of his property and all of his belongings and money and life, and he dies a martyr in the battle, that is the only thing that is more beloved than a person who is practicing and praying and being a good Muslim for these 10 days. So these 10 days are the most blessed days of the year. In another hadith, the Prophet said, there are not any days of the year that are holier than these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Therefore, increase in doing good deeds to Allah, and increase in saying Allahu Akbar, and saying Alhamdulillah, and saying La ilaha illallah. So increase in doing your dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, these 10 days are the holiest days of the year. And Allah swears by these days in the Quran when Allah says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Allah swears by Fajr and then the 10 nights or the 10 days. And scholars of Islam have said, the 10 nights that Allah swears on are these nights or the days of Dhul Hijjah.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You can say it once or 100 times or more, you feel at peace inside and it'll open every door.
Welcome back, dear listeners. In this show, we're discussing today whether there is a concept in Islam that tells us that some days of the year are auspicious and some days of the year are inauspicious or not. So, are there any foundations to it? We brought to you two verses before the break that kind of allude to this fact, and we said that there is no easy way to refute that this concept does not exist. Now, we're going to look at some of the traditions of Ahlul Bayt and try to see what this concept could potentially possibly be, like the interpretation of this concept. Why is it that Allah has created some days this way and some days that way? We thought Allah only creates good. So what is going on here, right? Well, in concerning to this topic, we have to consider and keep in mind a few points, okay? The first one is, in a number of traditions, auspicious and inauspicious days have been interpreted in connection with the events that have transpired on those days, okay? Numerous commentators, on the basis of abundant traditions, have declared the last Wednesday of the month to be inauspicious and refer to it as the Wednesday that shall never recur. Some other traditions declare the first day of the month to be auspicious and blessed, since Adam alayhi salam, Prophet Adam, was created on that day. And similarly, for the 26th day of the month, for Allah had split the sea asunder for Prophet Moses on that day. Okay, so the event that is taking place on that particular day actually describes that day. A few state that the third day of the month is inauspicious, for on that day Adam and Eve were expelled from paradise and the clothes of paradise were taken away from them. Others claim that the seventh day is a blessed one, for on that day, Prophet Noah, he climbed aboard his ship and was delivered from the flood. Collectively, these traditions have led some people to be of the opinion that Islam intends to draw the attention of Muslims towards these incidents, so that they learn from these events with respect to their deeds. At the same time, distance themselves from the destructive episodes and those who were involved in them. Okay, so the reason for those days to be declared as inauspicious or auspicious is for human beings to either start following something that good happened on that day or stop following something that bad happened on that day. Okay? Now, another point which demands attention is that some people carry the issue of auspicious and inauspicious days to such extremes that before attempting any task, they wait for such day, and in the process, they lag behind in numerous activities and let golden opportunities slip out of their hands. We say that these are extreme cases and one should not practice such a concept where he loses on these opportunities, these golden opportunities. Attention towards auspicious and inauspicious of days, in addition to guiding man towards a series of important historical events, like we pointed out, you know, about prophets of Islam and the prophets sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it also serves to make him mindful of Allah and return to him for assistance. You know, this is a beautiful point. You know, through that, Allah wants people to turn back to him and get connected to Allah. Hence, as a result, Allah actually tells them to read the chapters of Quran, give charity on those days. If you inspect the traditions from Ahlul Bayt, that's what they say. You know, this day, for instance, if you think is not good, then give charity in the way of Allah and Allah will save you. So it's all about getting connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha.